Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hey guys, Adora here, and welcome to episode 5 of Today at 5 a.m. All right, so today's thought is, just because your friend's journey didn't intersect effectively with theirs doesn't mean that yours won't. Have you ever made a decision not to befriend someone? Like, you don't want to be friends with someone or work with someone because of an experience that somebody else shared with you? I'll wait for you. Put your hands up. Yeah, you? Okay. Me too. Anyways, I think many people make this decision all the time, and I completely understand it. There are usually like 4 things that will happen in that situation. The first one is that the more you get to know this person from afar, the more you doubt the version you've heard. So that's one scenario. Another scenario that can occur is that their version may be accurate. So whatever your friend said might be accurate about the person, but you realize that it was a single incident. It doesn't mean that it's the person's entire character, right? Another thing that could happen is you might decide to find out for yourself, in which case you can tread cautiously because you're afraid, and then you can make a decision to befriend them or to work with them. Another approach is that you make up your mind without knowing the person, and you even take it a step further to tell other people not to befriend or work with them. So typically, this last one is what a lot of people tend to do, where they're like, oh, because my friend says this person is a bad person, like, you know, I'm not going to work with them. I'm not going to befriend them. And I'll tell other people as well to be wary of them when I haven't really experienced them. I think that's such an unfair way to deal with people in general, right? But a lot of people are guilty of this. So hear me out. There is a danger to that single story that you have chosen to believe. And the consequence to you is that you may miss out on a crucial piece to your puzzle because of a bias that you have about somebody else. So you may miss out on a helper. You may unnecessarily delay a relationship with someone who is going to inevitably become a part of your life. I found that it's all right to say, hey, this is exactly what happened with my experience with this person. These are things that you need to look out for, but it might be different for you. Like, that's you basically saying, look, bruv, I'm not saying you can't work with this person. You know, there are just things that you might want to be cautious about. You know, I've had a challenge with this person, but you know what? Try it out. It might work differently for you, right? Personally, I've seen people that have gone on to build solid relationships, solid friendships, and they've done work with people who I personally would never choose to work with again, okay? So just because your friend's journey didn't intersect effectively with someone else's doesn't mean that yours will not. You need to give people chances. I'm going to place a bet, okay? $5,000. Don't ask me. Don't come to claim it, because I'm just going to pretend like I never said this on a podcast, even though podcasts are kind of forever, but I will pretend. If Bill Gates, Femi Otedola, or Dangote, right, had a bad situation with your friend, so your friend comes and says, look, I had a bad situation with Bill Gates, right? Your prayer would likely be, Baba God, I know my own will be different. I don't know what issue Fumi had with Bill Gates, so, but my own will be very different. So I'm going to ask you a question. Why are you biased towards Mr. or Mrs. I haven't blown yet?